Welcome to a new episode of Saturday Soundbites, the vibrant and powerhouse podcast where we discuss all things visibility strategy, public relations, marketing, advertising, branding, and earned media engagement. My name is Veronica V. Sofer, and I'm your host. You know, your personal brand is the basis of your visibility strategy, and I'm committed to bringing you innovative, passionate, and successful experts who are going to teach you how to develop and enhance your visibility strategy. So whether you're an established business owner, online entrepreneur, or working professional, Saturday Soundbites is going to be your go-to podcast to hear from experts and learn executable tasks that you can start today. Be sure to check out my website, veronicavsofer.com, to learn more about what you need to have a strong and impactful visibility strategy and to see some of the powerful courses I have created for those of you who are really ready to do it DIY style. So let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome to Saturday Soundbites. I'm your host, Veronica Sofer, and I'm thrilled to be here with you today to talk about all things visibility strategy. That looks like marketing, advertising, public relations, you name it. And oftentimes we get stuck with some of the technical parts of our messaging. And so today I have a phenomenal guest that's going to talk to us about storytelling and the structure of how to make that work for you and your business. But before we get started, I am going to remind you to hit subscribe if you were listening on the podcast. If you're watching on Facebook or on YouTube, make sure you drop us some comments and my guest and I will come back and visit with you and answer any questions you might have. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and bring on my amazing guest today. We have Ms. Susan Young joining us. Hello, welcome.
Hey, Veronica. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited about this conversation just because I love storytelling and I know it's at the basis of everything we do as entrepreneurs in trying to market ourselves and really grow our visibility. So I'm very excited about today's conversation.
Same. Yep. Yep.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a little background and context into how you became a storytelling expert.
Well, here's the story. Okay. So I didn't talk till I was 4 years old. My parents thought that I was deaf. They took me to the doctor and the doctor said, no, she's not deaf. She just doesn't need to talk. When I was hungry, I would bang on the refrigerator and the food would appear. So I didn't need to use words, but I was very curious. I was a people watcher from, you know, being very young. And so what does a child who doesn't speak till they're 4 years old do? Grows up to major in communication in college. So
makes perfect sense to me.
Yep. Followed the, found the campus radio station and just was smitten and got involved with news broadcasting and DJing. And when I graduated, I went back to New Jersey where I was from and for 10 years worked on the radio as an on-air news anchor and a reporter telling other people's stories, interviewing everyone from homeless people to presidents and really understanding the art of storytelling and how to get into the emotion of it and how to tell a fabulous story. So did that for 10 years and then had a few other jobs, worked in the governor's office of radio and TV for Governor Christy Whitman and was a PR director for a statewide nonprofit. And then in 2000, the entrepreneurial bug bit and decided to open up my business. So that's 22 years ago. And it started as a PR company because people wanted to know there was this mystery of how do you get stories? How do you pitch stories? You know, and this was before print radio, you know, this was before technology. And what I did was I managed to grow my business to multiple six figures without technology, without a budget and without a team. And, you know, people wanted to know, how do I get my story into traditional media, print, radio and TV? And then, of course, you know, the changing landscape with 24/7 news and all that. So worked with clients from, you know, jewelry store owners, third generation to corporate to entrepreneurs and graphic designers and everybody in between, commuter ferry services, and just really loved storytelling. But what I realized was that I had lost myself along the way because I was so busy telling everybody else's story that I didn't know what I stood for because in the day that I was trained as a journalist, it was all tell me about your story and my opinion didn't matter. Mm-hmm. And so I got lost in the own values and what I held near and dear to my heart. And so I needed to find my own voice and start to tell my own story. And so it's really been a journey of self-discovery, of unfolding and professional and personal development these 22 years. And to this day, now just teach people how to share their story, how to talk about themselves in a way that's not pushy or awkward or salesy, just have these conversations and share these stories on stage and online so that they can get more visibility, more impact, and more clients.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's
I love
my story and I'm sticking to it.
That's right. Hey, that's a good one. I love it. And I think that that's so profound because I think a lot of us who were trained in the space, we were trained. Our opinion doesn't matter. We're neutral. These are the facts, the who, what, when, both sides of the story. But as an entrepreneur, you really have to change that lens a little bit and really tell the story through the person of who you are and your values, but more importantly, your target audience and how they're going to connect with you. So I think that that's really, really cool that you were able to make that transition. So tell us a little bit about your philosophies when it comes to storytelling in this space that you're in now.
Yeah, it's been interesting, Veronica, because, you know, so many people believe that they don't have a story to tell. They don't understand really what's newsworthy, you know, coming from a busy newsroom on the East Coast, New York, New Jersey, and Philly, the most competitive media market in the country. And now people will say, you know, I don't have a story to tell. And I'm like, okay, just give me like 20 minutes with you. And I'm going to, you know, pull out the story. It's not going to hurt or anything, but you know, you do have a story. It's typically right under your nose. Like I did too, but I just didn't see it. I needed, you know, it was a little bit of therapy, a little bit of soul searching and all that to really believe that my story was worthwhile and that people, you know, needed and wanted to hear it. And so that's what I focus on. And it really comes down to a nice blend of the storytelling that you just mentioned about the news and understanding, you know, what's, you know, that your opinion and your values matter, but also tying in my NLP training. Mm. So it's about the internal story in your mind first, believing that you do have a story to share and shutting down that imposter syndrome, which so many entrepreneurs have. And I've been through that as well. And then believing you've got that story and that it's worthwhile to share, and then going out to share it. So it starts here first. If you don't love your story, they won't either, the media or podcaster. Mm-hmm. So you really need to love yourself, love your story, and so that you're able to pitch it.
Mm-hmm. And how do you start that process? And I ask because I think once people have enough confidence or bravery to launch their business and put their name out there, oftentimes they're like, okay, I did that. That was one hurdle, but now you want me to dig deeper and start telling a story. How does that process even begin for someone who isn't sure that their story is worth telling?
Yeah. What I've always learned, and again, from 22 years, is that it's always good to learn from people who are 5 to 10 steps ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
And so it is about either, you know, studying on your own, like I did. I learned sales on my own. I didn't go through a corporate training program or anything like that. And I'm talking about listening to cassette tapes of Zig Ziglar and Brian Tracy and all of that back in the day. But really investing in yourself and knowing when you need, you know, a coach or a mentor or, you know, some books or whatever from Amazon, some Audible files to listen to and to learn so that you can keep up and do that soul searching. To put it all together, because there are, you know, I teach systems. I have, you know, coaching clients that said, I had no idea that I could do this because I was so like down on myself and using old methods that don't work anymore, you know, when we're here online. And I think that's what COVID really taught us. I've got so many clients that needed to adjust because they're very well educated. They're very smart. They've got all these degrees and credentials and experience, but they didn't know how to package it to be online. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, really the first step.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's great advice. And for someone who is grappling with, you know, the newspaper's dead or radio's dead, how do you help people to see that their online isn't just the only way, that traditional media still brings value? Because I think that's a conversation that a lot of entrepreneurs are unwilling to have. They just assume because they spend all their time in commerce and discussions online that the rest of the world does. And I know for a fact that there's still lots of value in traditional radio, TV, and newspapers.
Great point. Yeah. And what I teach folks is that it's a blend of both. It's not either or. It's not online or, you know, TikTok Reels or YouTube or whatever. It's really a blend. And the key here is that you want to know where your ideal audience and your ideal person hangs out, whether it's, you know, they might consume YouTube videos versus podcasts, or they might consume written blog posts versus newspaper articles. So you want to know how they consume their information, and you want to meet them where they are. People will say to me, where should I be? I'm like, well, if your people are on Facebook, don't go to Instagram or LinkedIn and boo-hoo that you don't have business because they're not there. You need to go where they are and learn that particular platform. I think that's really the first step. So it's that combination and knowing, what they want and you being able to deliver it.
Mm-hmm. So Susan, tell me about how you help folks with their pitches. They've decided they've got a good story. Maybe they've fallen in love with their story, or they've got some coaching around their story, and now they want to start to share it with others. How do you coach folks on actually pitching their story to land some really good media?
Yeah, it's been interesting because, people think that longer is better. And so I had, a client who was getting crickets, with her pitches for about a year and a half. I had no idea what she was doing wrong. And then she wanted to get the interviews, and she had a great story. But the way she, put it all together, she sent me like 2-3 pages of all this stuff. And it was like, no. So we got it down to, teaching about the subject line, the importance of a great subject line, because otherwise they're not going to continue to read. All you want to do is have, the wonderful 8 words and show them in the subject line that you have been following them, that you've consumed their content. Maybe you saw an interview or a blog post, and that you get them so that you're sharp and that you're on the ball. And then, each sentence, maybe just a short paragraph in the body of the email, builds on that. So that, you're not sending them a press release or a packet, but you're asking them, you're just gauging their temperature, saying, would you be interested in this? Concise, clear, very compelling, and make it easy for them to read and, a contact number to get back with. And this woman was like, well, I know I'm doing something wrong with, because I'm getting crickets, but I don't know what, because they're not responding. And as soon as I saw her pitch, I'm like, oh my, what's this? This is not the way it's done, because we've been, I've been on the receiving end of all kinds of pitches for so many years as a publicist and as a former reporter that, I've seen it all. So just pulling it all, tightening up the writing, and it's not self-serving. It's not about you trying to hawk your book or sell something, but it's about having value for their audience. I think that's the key.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's great advice. And do you find that people struggle with the clarity and the consistency in the words? I mean, we want to be wordy, but we don't want to be wordy. We want to use the right words, and that clarity and that consistency sometimes is hard for someone who isn't trained as a journalist or who isn't trained as a technical writer to really put that together. How do you think that an entrepreneur should approach that if they're really just, you said subject line, 8 words. What if they got 25 words and they really need to get that down to a concise message? How do you suggest people go through that process?
I've got 3 words. Okay. And I'm from New Jersey, so it's very direct. It's cut the crap.
Love it.
Get rid of the words, the empty words that don't add to your story. And just, you want to have something that's going to make them curious, make them intrigued, so that you get them thinking just these 3 words. Tell me more. I'm curious. I'm what's that mean? I just want to read 1 more sentence and then deliver on that promise from the subject line.
Oh, that's great advice. Yeah, I took notes because I'm gonna really start using that. So what about traditional press releases? You talked about emails and reaching out to reporters to just gauge their interest and see if they were even interested. What about when you are working on a launch? Say maybe you are a book author and you are ready to start getting some media out there. What about traditional press releases? Do you feel like they're well received by media today, or do you feel like there's really a different approach that people should be taking?
Well, it's funny that you asked, because I just literally did a video and I have this folder here. Okay. News, the word news. Okay.
Yeah,
in the word news is the word new. What's new about this story? That's the purpose of a press release. A press release is to announce something new. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have something new, look, this is the key. Nobody cares about your book or about your new website, or that you hired a VA. It's not newsworthy, because when you're in a busy newsroom, all any reporter is going to ask is, you know, they're thinking in their mind when somebody's pitching is, who cares? Why should I cover your story? How does this affect my audience? And so they don't care about your book, but if you back into it, and I share a lot of this, you know, in the coaching, obviously, mm-hmm. it's too much to go into now, but, you know, you just pull out one of the nuggets from one of the chapters and offer some value as to, you know, what this is about. And then at the end, put the book in there, but you can just write a post. You can just write, you know, a tip sheet. You can pitch a story on the, I've got 5 ways to unclutter your kitchen if you're a professional organizer. Mm-hmm. And give them some value, because everybody can relate to a cluttered kitchen. But not everybody, you know, nobody cares about your book except, you know, your partner, your family, your neighbor trying to be polite. Oh, wow. Right. I know it took a lot of time and energy, but, you know, who cares? So get to the nuts and bolts of something that's got some meat on it, and then they'll pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great advice. I love that. And I actually had a professor use that with us one time too, news. And I was like, as soon as you said it, I was like, oh, I have flashbacks.
Right. Yeah.
But it's getting back to basics, right? It's really thinking about what brings value to people and the basics and what people want to learn. So tell us a little bit about how you connect story, the message, your primary message, your storytelling and everything you're doing with the media. How does that connect to actually attracting clients? Because, you know, what I tell folks is advertising is a guaranteed reach. You determine your demographics. There's measures. There's all kinds of things. Marketing is a whole different function. But PR and how you tell your story, it has a different flavor, has a different timeline. And at the end of the day, you want to connect with your dream client. So how do you help people actually do that part?
Yeah, it's been interesting over the journey of my entrepreneurial, path here. Is that what I learned early on was that I could speak and I could write. That's what I knew from, being in communications all these years. But what I teach people today is how to get paid speaking gigs and how to speak even for free at the beginning, maybe on a podcast, but on stage too, to share your voice and share your story. Because this is what happens. You walk into a room of a captive audience that wants to know your topic. So just a simple example is you go into a Chamber of Commerce luncheon or a networking breakfast, and they've promoted you talking about the topic. This is what you're going to cover. Here are the 3 bullet points. They do all the work. You walk in with your PowerPoint slide deck or your laptop and some handouts and some other things that are going to help you. And you structure your talk in such a way that it's going to intrigue people. And again, it comes back to that curiosity statement that you do your presentation for 45 minutes or an hour, whatever the scope of it is. And I would go in and talk about PR because people were so confused back in the day, originally before all the social media was, they're confused about how to reach out to reporters, what's a press release, the things we've been talking about. And so I would talk about that and I would plant the seeds. And it was all I wanted was at the end of the conversation, I'm in front of, 50 people for a captive audience. They want to know about PR and they come up to me and all they say is, tell me more. So we want to make them curious. Mm. We want to say, can I have your card? What's your website? Can we meet for coffee? Can I give your number to my boss so we can do a Zoom meeting? These are the kinds of things that are going to move the conversation forward. That's how it works. That's what's worked for me. And that's why, that's what I call the story funnel system. And so it's being able to just simply use your voice, use your story and pour into your story. Because in the end, Veronica, if you're looking for a lead magnet, you are it. If you're looking for a lead magnet, you don't need a webinar or a free ebook. Go look in the mirror. Your introduction, your story, you are it. Nobody's buying a branded logo or these pretty pictures that you spent all that money on for your website. They're buying you.
Mm-hmm.
So share a little bit about you and your story in a way that's going to help them. And that's why I say pour into your story. And that's the story funnel system. Being able to have the right words in the right order at the right time for the right people. That's mm-hmm. the gold.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. And that's so true. And people do get really confused and wrapped up in leads, lead magnets, and all the different systems that they purchase from a webinar. But at the end of the day, if you're not investing in your story and in yourself, you're going to lose their interest, because whether you're a service provider or a product provider, it's really about the connection they made with you and how it is you help people do whatever it is you do.
Right, exactly. And you know, just real quickly, the oldest part of communication is storytelling. Mm-hmm. It's what connects us emotionally as human beings. So, what, you know, you can tell a story about, you know, when we were little kids, 3, 4, 5 years old, our first memories typically are, you know, tell me a story, a bedtime story. You know, maybe it's Donald Duck, maybe it's a Bible story, maybe it's a family story, because stories take us on adventures. They make us curious and they make us, you know, use our imaginations and get creative. And that's what's going to connect us. It's not the search words, you know, the SEO.
Right.
It's going to be how we connect as human beings. This is thousands of years old. And this is not going out of style anytime soon. It's not a fad. So yeah. Storytelling is really important in business.
Yeah. And I would say even more so now during COVID, we were trying to find ways, since if we were locked in our homes and weren't visiting with people, we needed to find ways to connect with others outside of our normal space. And I think now more than ever, the ability to quickly connect with another human from across the world is just imperative for our growth of ourselves and our business.
Yeah, it's interesting. We have all the resources. You know, we have all the technology. You could pop open your laptop or your phone and basically have something, a message go viral. You could reach anybody. But the question I have is, are you being resourceful?
Mm.
Are you being resourceful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a good one to ponder. So, Susan, how can people work with you? Tell us a little bit about your business structure, how you help others. Clearly, you're an expert in your field, and you know, we speak the same love language, which is news. So, I love that you're using your technical training, your past, and your experience to help others really pour into themselves and their businesses to live out their life's purpose.
Yeah. What I do is, you know, there's private coaching. We do small group coaching as well. It's about storytelling. I teach the story funnel system that still holds true today that I created 22 years ago. Again, pouring into your story, having the right introduction, having the right words, and then being able to, you know, have your subconscious mind and transform that, because that's the key to this story, and being able to go out on stage and be a paid speaker and have those revenue streams and have those lead magnets with people, whether it's podcasting or on stage. So it's all of that communication. So it's one-on-one coaching, it's group coaching, and you know, the website is SueYoungMedia.com. My clients are blown away, because between the storytelling and combine that with a nice blend of NLP and a little bit of woo-woo, some energetics, yep, and some spirituality stuff, they're getting a 700% return on investment. It's crazy. During COVID, you know, people are doubling their rates. People are, you know, have wait lists when they had no clients. It's just, it works. And I know it works, because I've been doing it, and it's timeless, again, because it's storytelling and it's how we connect as human beings. So that's how I structured my business. And like I say, it works.
Yeah. Well, I'm very excited, and I love the woo-woo, and I love the NLP. I think that probably helps people with their storytelling, and I really encourage them to reach out to you. How do you want people to connect with you? What's the best place that people can reach out?
Yeah, you can look at SueYoungMedia.com, and we do free story power sessions. Those are 30 to 45 minute exploratory calls, just to talk about strategy, talk about where you are and what you want to do with your story, and how to identify that story and give voice to it and amplify it. You know, it's about the drama and trauma of everyday life and the things that you want to share, so that you can, you know, speak with confidence. You can go out there and make a bigger impact and help more people with clarity and confidence. So SueYoungMedia.com. And then if you want to schedule a story power session, we have a Facebook group called Communication Nation, but it's all on the website. That's, I think, the best place.
Awesome. Okay. Well, we make sure that we will send everyone there. Susan, thank you so much for joining me. I loved the conversation, and I just appreciate what it is you're doing for others.
Same. I appreciate the opportunity, Veronica. Thank you.
All right, guys, that wraps up this episode of Saturday Soundbites, where we talk about all things visibility, public relations, marketing, advertising, branding, networking, and we bring you resources that are going to help you grow your business and your brand. Now, if you're listening on the podcast, make sure you hit subscribe. We don't want you to miss any episodes. And if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, drop us some comments. Let us know you caught the replay by pushing hashtag replay, and Susan and I will go back and connect with you. So with that, we're going to wrap up this episode, and I'm sending you lots of positive energy and light.